This week, President Bush had some favorable words for John McCain.
I know his convictions. I know the principles that drive him. And no doubt in my mind, he's a true conservative.
The president made those comments on Fox News. It's not an endorsement, the president said, but it was enough to spur the imagination of NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
A letter that Senator McCain might have, I repeat, might have sent to President Bush. Dear Mr. President, that was quite a surprise. Your praise of me as a true conservative in your interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News. It was especially surprising after you said you would take no position on the candidates in the presidential race. You know, I had a smile. It took me back 8 years to another primary fight, when we were saying some unfriendly things about each other. Remember how I denounced you for spreading a negative message of fear and running on an empty slogan of reform? When your campaign people were circulating rumors that I was a liar and a fraud. When I was condemning your Christian rights supporters as agents of intolerance. A lot of water has passed under the bridge since then, and here you are now praising my sound and solid conservative principles, but at the same time saying that I have some convincing to do of other conservatives. This was all a nice gesture on your part, and don't think I don't appreciate it. So don't misunderstand me when I ask you to return to your previous position of staying out of the primary fight. It's not that I'm not grateful for your kind words about me, but my campaign advisors have been telling me that being linked to you might not necessarily help me with some groups. As you yourself told Chris Wallace, some animosity is probably directed against you. To put it bluntly, Mr. President, a lot of people right of you and left of you don't think well of you. And so your praise might be counterproductive. Negative coattails, you might say. I consider you a good friend. I hardly ever think anymore of the things that got me so mad at you 8 years ago in South Carolina when you deployed the Christian coalition against me. I hope to see you at my inauguration on January 20th. But for now, could I ask you to cool it on publicly supporting me? Yours, John. And to repeat, this is a totally imaginary letter. This is Daniel Shore.